am Jam Iwuyo, author and cultural storyteller. Welcome to Talks with Jam. Today I'm going to tell you about the day I stole Mammy. Yes, you heard right. The day I stole Mammy. So let me take you down memory lane with me for a minute. I grew up in a small town called Milledgeville, Georgia. The thing that our middle school used to do was take all of the eighth graders on this big trip to Washington, D.C. So I was super excited because it was finally my year to get out of the small town and go to D.C. And it was a trip that you take without your parents, which made it even better. And they get us all excited because they say we're going to the Amish community. They tell us that the Amish don't use electricity. They live this nice, simple life. And I was really excited because I'm the kind of person that has always enjoyed learning about different cultures. And so we get to this big store in this Amish community. They have all these wonderful, amazing baked goods. And I remember they had these humongous cookies that everybody was going crazy over. And they had a lot of other items. The first thing that struck me was, I felt lied to. Because you all said there was no electricity, but there's this big store with all these lights and all these cash registers. So, number one, I felt duped. Then, number two, I'm walking around this store and this item, this figurine, it feels like it's looking right at me. And I look up and it is the quintessential racist black Mammy. It's a Mammy figurine. She's super dark. She has the bright red smiling face. She has the red do-rag. She has on the white apron and the red dress, the whole shebang. She even has holes in the back for a fork and a spoon. So it's supposed to go in somebody's kitchen. And that's when the rage just built up. Growing up down south, you see the Confederate flag every day. You deal with racism on a daily basis. Thinking that as a kid, I'm thinking we're going on this trip to, you know, our nation's capital and we're going to experience something different. And here I go hit with this. It definitely wasn't the experience that I was hoping for. I just couldn't stop looking at it. It was like it was calling me. And I just couldn't stop looking at it. One of the thoughts I had was maybe I should tell a teacher or talk to somebody. But I come from the town that was literally the former capital of the Confederacy. Who am I going to tell about a Mammy figurine? While everybody's doing their thing and getting their stuff, I'm just looking at this Mammy figurine and I just put her in my clothes. I don't know what came over me. It was like I was planning her great escape. I just couldn't leave her there. And I slowly, calmly walked out. And years later, I still had that Mammy. I didn't know how to process at that time all the feelings that I was having because I was so young. So when I got older, I came to understand more what those feelings were. That this Mammy image was everything that the world had said black women should be or wanted us to be in the past. Calm, docile, meek, no identity, a permanent footstool for the world. It's like looking at my black womanhood imprisoned, and I just had to set her free. That's my story of the day I stole Mammy. No, I do not advocate thievery or stealing. It's just an interesting story from my childhood about the different images that we're faced with and my early response to a historic degrading image. So stay tuned. I have more stories to share on Talks with Jam. If you want to email me, you can get me at talkswithjam@gmail.com.